It's very good to see some of my friends who have been away. Good to see you, Abby. Good. And Jessica, good to see you too. All right. So yesterday we spoke about the joy, the beauty of Christmas, that it's the most wonderful time of the year because it's Christmas, because it's the birth of the Messiah, the birth of the Savior. And his birth has brought to us a lot of joy and friendship and celebration. But today, I want to do something different. I want to share a meditation that I've been doing throughout the course of this year to continue to develop my understanding of the faith, my understanding of divine revelation. And the theme or the topic for this reflection is how Christmas explains why the Catholic faith is so centered on the sacraments. I'll take that again. How Christmas is so centered on the sacraments, because people have said, why are we always talking about the sacrament in the Catholic Church? And thanks be to God, and in the course of my meditation, St. John says in the Gospel, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. There is a backstory to Christmas, and that story goes way back to the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. It is the story of the fall of Adam and Eve. We refer to it today as original sin. Original sin, as it relates to all human beings, is essentially a grace deprived, a condition of utter emptiness of God's grace. You see, when we think about original sin, what comes to mind is that we think that Adam and Eve rebelled against God, they disobeyed, and we are suffering today. No, if we look at it that way, then we miss the whole point of what it means to be a Christian. We miss the whole point of the feast we celebrate today, the Feast of Christmas. Understand divine revelation is to know that original sin is essentially a grace deprived, is a condition where you and I lack the grace of God. And that's very dangerous. St. John tells us in his gospel today that Christ Jesus came into our world to give us the fullness of God's grace. Four times he mentioned it. He said, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Four times, he was calling our attention to understand that the incarnation is basically God pouring forth his grace upon us again, the grace that our forefathers forfeited in Eden. Jesus Christ has come to give us the fullness of that grace. Grace is the life of God. God giving his life to us. He gave it to Adam and Eve, and they rejected it and they lost it. And through Jesus Christ, God has come to give us again the fullness of that grace. So it is the life of God, God communicating his life to us. It is God's greatest gift to his angel. Gabriel's greeting to Mary at the Annunciation demonstrates to us how it delights the Lord so much to see his children filled with his grace. The angel says to Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace. That's the first greeting, because that's what is important to God. That's what is missing in our lives. And the Lord saw Mary filled with his grace. He sent his angel. And that annunciation, that salutation, Hail Mary, full of grace, that's the desire of God for all of us. And that's why he sent his son. Receiving God's grace and being filled with God's grace is the essence of Christianity. St. Paul always begins most of his letters with this greeting: the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's because St. Paul discovered this revelation. It's about grace. It's about the grace of God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that the sacraments are the chief means of obtaining God's grace. And a sacrament is an outward sign of inward grace ordained by Jesus Christ, by which grace is given to our souls. That's the wisdom of the church. That's why the church is so concerned about the sacraments, because God is so concerned about grace. And the chief means of receiving grace is through the sacrament, because it's ordained by Jesus Christ. He instituted all the sacraments and gave it to the church so that we can have the life of God. This is why the life of the church is revolved around the sacraments. The seven sacraments of the church corresponds to the seven most important stages of human life. God provides graces for all the stages of life from birth to death. This is for our benefit, so that we can know that God is always with us, that he sustains us through all the stages of our life, and that his grace is always working to save us through the church. In baptism, we receive the life of God. When we are born, we receive baptism to receive the supernatural life of grace. It's not just about the natural life. And that's why we get them ready to receive the supernatural life of grace in baptism. In Holy Communion, they receive the true body, blood, and soul, and divinity of Jesus, which again is the life of God. In confirmation, we receive the Spirit of God, which again is in marriage, we are united to share in the life of the family, the Trinity, the family of God. When we fall in sin, we go to confession to receive the divine grace, the life of God, to rise again and be faithful to God. You see, all the sacraments, when we get sick physically, we receive anointing of the sick, the life of God to raise us up and to strengthen us. All the seven sacraments, at every stage of our life, at every moment, every condition that we go through, God is with us. That's why the prophet Isaiah says that when he is born, he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And he did that through the sacrament, accompanying us. That's how a good father behaves, always with his children through the sacraments. The grace of God that we receive through the sacraments and other means are preserved by virtue and the practice of the Christian disciplines. People say, why do I need to fast? Why do I need to pray all the time? Why do I need to mortify my flesh? And they are meant to preserve the treasure that you have received. The grace of God is a treasure. And in the life of virtue and in the Christian discipline, we preserve that virtue, that grace. That's why you need grace. That's why we need to pray. That's why we protect it. So fasting, prayer, almsgiving, and mortification, they are not meant to make us suffer. They are meant to help us preserve the divine life of God in our souls. We have spent a lot in decorations and gifts to show how much we love Christmas. But the best way to truly show how much we value Christmas is to actively participate in the sacramental life of the church during the course of the new year. That's how much to tell Jesus, I understand the reason for your birth. I understand what Christmas means. And that after today, I'm going to participate during the course of the year in receiving your grace, because it's all about grace. is all about grace. And we can't just stay away from God's grace during the course of the year and come once in a while. And no, we need it every moment, every step in the journey. And the seven sacraments have been given to us to accompany us throughout our lives. And that is why when I write or send email to people, I like ending with, "Grace be with you." Discovering this revelation, I say, "Grace be with you." And as you go out today, when you say Merry Christmas, you can add and say to your neighbor, "Grace." So I pray that we will listen to the voice of the Spirit and make this commitment that in the course of the year, in appreciation for the gift of the incarnation, we will participate actively in the sacramental life of the church. Grace be with you. I believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. In him all things were made, for us and for our salvation.
By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Today, all the ends of the earth see the saving power of God. Through the Virgin Son, the Word made flesh, let us offer our Christmas petitions to God, our loving Father.
For the Holy Church of God throughout the world, that as she celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, she may grow in holiness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who do not yet believe in Christ, that they may know that today a Savior is born for them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, that nations may resolve their conflicts by giving themselves over to the Christ, the Prince of Peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pray for all of those who feel alone, abandoned, oppressed. We pray for the hungry and the homeless and the unborn. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the sick of our families, of our parish, that they may join their suffering to the sufferings of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For each of our own special intentions, which we mention now to God in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of the faithful departed, we especially pray for Catholic